The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. My friend, do you know that your destiny is in your hands? You decide where you end up. Now, there are only two places for you to end up, at least when you are given the opportunity to know and understand and live the plan of salvation. And that will come for each one of us, whether in this life or after the second resurrection. Now, we know the Bible says that it is appointed to all to die once. So we know we're all going to die. The Bible also says the living know they will die, but the dead know nothing. Notice what God had to say in Hebrews 9, verse 27. And it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Yes, that means there's going to be a resurrection and a time that everyone is going to be judged. Yes, after the first death, when you are resurrected, you will be under judgment. And at that time, your heart, your mind, your eyes will be open to understand the plan of salvation, and you will be judged along the way during your lifetime at that time. 1 Peter 4, verse 17 says this, "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God." That means the church of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Judgment is only on the true church of God today. So if your destiny is in your hands, and if there are only two choices or places where you will wind up, then we would like the best place. Now God gives you two choices, and it's up to you and me to choose one or the other. You see, you seal your own destiny. So if you have a choice to be burned up in hell fire or to become a son of God, born of God as Christ was, I think that we would all say, I'll choose the latter. I'll choose to be a son of God, born right into the family of God, a very spirit-born brother of Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't have the opportunity to choose in this life, then you will in the second resurrection. But if God opens your mind to understand this in this life, then please don't pass it up, for there won't be a second chance to choose your destiny. Notice what God has to say in Hebrews 6, verse 4 through 8. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessings from God, but if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Now God is drawing an analogy here that unless in some time in your life you don't begin to bear good fruits after you have had the opportunity to do so, then you too will be burned up. God is speaking about those which God has called and led to repentance and baptism and has given them His Holy Spirit and have understood the plan of salvation and began walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and have began putting on Christ, His mind, His character. And then if they just deliberately say, I don't want anything to do with God or His way of life, then God says there won't be any more sacrifice for them. And the reason being is because they come to the point which they refuse to repent. At that point, they have sealed their fate, and that is to be burned up in the lake of fire. Hebrews 10, beginning in verse 26, tells us exactly the same thing here. Maybe just in a little different wording, but still speaking of the same thing. Hebrews 10, verse 26, "For if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for us, no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Yes, God makes it very clear and in plain down-to-earth language that you and I have a choice in our destiny. And you can seal your destiny of eternal life or eternal death. The Bible makes it very clear that there will be very few who will choose eternal death in the lake of fire. Notice what God has to say in Malachi 4, verses 1 through 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. Yes, God says the wicked, the incorrigible wicked, those that just deliberately refuse to repent and to live God's way, will be burned up. Yes, not live forever in hellfire, but will be burned to death as though they had never had been. That will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, that is those that shape their life according to God's word, live according to the plan of salvation. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. So, my friends, you have two choices. You have two choices to choose your destiny. It can be burned up in the lake of fire, burned to death as though you had never been, or you can choose eternal life. And God leaves the decision up to you. God goes on here in verse 4. He says, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Now, why would God tell us to remember the law that he gave to Israel? Actually, the law that had been in existence ever since Adam and Eve. As a matter of fact, the law that perhaps had been in existence for eternity, because God lives by his own law. Why would God tell us to remember that law? Well, surely God knew that we would be saying that the law was done away with under the new covenant, which is no such thing, my friend, no such thing as that. God says remember that law because, as David said, it is a lamp to your feet and a guide to your path. That is the way that you walk and the way that you choose your destiny. Very plain what will happen to those who deliberately refuse to repent. And my friends, it is very clear as to what happens to those who repent and obey God after they know to, and that continues to obey and put on and build the mind and the character of God in Christ. They will be given the gift of eternal life. But the point is, at some time in your life, whether this life or after you are resurrected in that second resurrection, you will have to choose what your destiny will be. Man was created for a very special purpose. God wants the very best for man, and that is to inherit eternal life, born right into the family of God. God is a father. The Bible is very clear about that. And God wants a big family, and Christ wants many brothers. As a matter of fact, it was and still is God's desire and intention from the time that he created man for everyone to be born into the family of God, to become the sons of God, to inherit eternal life. But Adam and Eve didn't choose that course. They chose the way that seemed right in their own eyes and set the course for the world. And Christ had to die to redeem or buy back all that will choose God's way. And according to Malachi 4, there will be some that won't choose God's way when they have been given ample opportunity. I hope you won't be one of them. What did Christ mean in John 3 when he said, you must be born again? Don't be too sure you know, my friends. Notice John 3, beginning in verses 1 through 2 here. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now, my friends, this was a man that was a ruler of one of the main sects, religious sects, in his day. A ruler of the Jews and a ruler of the Pharisees, the religious sect. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. He said, we, the Pharisees, this religious sect, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Now, why did Nicodemus come to Christ at nighttime? Well, he didn't want his peers or others of his religious sect to know that he was leaning toward believing and living what Christ taught. That's a shame, isn't it? Are we that way today, my friends? Would you live God's way if no one else knew that you were changing your life? That's something that you need to think about. This man was a ruler of the religious sect, the Pharisees, the major religious sect of that day. He told Christ, "We, the Pharisees, know you are a teacher teaching the truth," but they weren't willing to change and live the truth. They weren't willing to live God's way. Are you today? Although the Bible does strongly indicate that Nicodemus did finally give up and began to live God's way. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Did you catch that? The kingdom of God is something that you will be able to see. Now, do you see the kingdom of God today? You that claim that you have been born again, do you see the kingdom of God today? Now, we think when we are baptized or profess Christ or receive God's Holy Spirit, we are born again. But notice Christ said, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, do you see God's kingdom? I ask that again. Do you see God's kingdom? Verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Well, my friend, I see my time is just about up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. And in the meantime, if you would like more understanding of the potential and destiny of man, then call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675, and request our free booklet, Why Were You Born? Or you may call our toll-free number, 1-800-611-8080. But request your free booklet, Why Were You Born? Call us at the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, 573-238-3675, or request your free booklet by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-611-8080. We invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others in your area. God has much more to say about the potential and destiny of man and why you were born. Keep listening. Thanks for joining us today. This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.